T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back up, you creep. So beat the drum with me. Get away from me. I'm not America,
sweetheart. Annie Fry joining us this morning, host of The Annie Fry Show from noon to 3 every day here on the radio station. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I admire you because I would be unable to do a Facebook Live while the Democratic debate was going on. I saw that you did that last night. I hurl too many expletives at the TV during one of those events.
Yeah, I would encourage people to go like my Facebook page at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show because you really never know what you're going to get. And that was a misery loves company situation where I thought, I'm never going to sit here and watch this by myself. So I sat down, I got the kids to bed with my husband, and I hadn't eaten dinner yet. I had to wait till after the. I actually bailed on the end of the debate because I was hungry and I needed to eat dinner. But I think I had heard everything I needed to hear come about 9 o'clock. And they said on, I guess, ABC, they're like, we still got a lot of debate left. I'm like, oh my Lord, how is that even possible?
No,
it
I agree.
Like it went on forever and ever. So
yeah, line of the night, in my opinion, I think probably the guy that had the line of the night was cut number 20. Julian Castro.
They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
Wow, even the audience reacting to that. I wondered how long it would take somebody on the Democratic side to start questioning Joe Biden's memory issues, and Castro was the one who did it. He's really got nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing, the coverage, I was watching a lot of the post coverage on ABC and then also eventually on Fox, and the interesting thing is everybody was fact-checking Castro there and his attack on Joe Biden, and everybody was saying, you know what, Joe Biden was actually the one who was correct in that exchange. And it was interesting to me to see, especially the Democratic media, leaning media, I should say, trying to defend Joe Biden. We haven't seen a whole lot of that. You would have thought that if somebody was going to try to take out Biden, that maybe the media would try to back him, but they actually said, no, Castro had his facts incorrect there. And a lot of the reaction from the Dems was that Castro was being mean, or they were saying that he was going to be perceived as unnecessarily mean. And then the people who were reacting to it last night, who have been involved in campaigns, are like, you think these guys are going to go on stage with Donald Trump and Donald Trump's going to be nice?
Thank you.
I mean, kind of had an interesting point there. I don't think Castro won any points with anybody. And I actually thought Joe Biden had the best night he's had so far.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. He showed flashes of the Joe Biden that has gotten him involved in the presidential race 3 times now. But he also showed flashes of some gaffes where he referred to Bernie Sanders as President Sanders at one point. At one point, he didn't seem to remember the name of the senator to his immediate right, or his immediate left, as he referred to, instead of calling him by name. He referred to himself as the Vice President of the United States, not former Vice President of the United States. I mean, I heard a number of times last night when he slipped up. But I would agree that overall, I think Biden probably had his best night yet. And if you noticed, people like Harris and Warren, they didn't target Joe Biden the way I expected they might. I wondered if that wasn't pretty strategic on their part, thinking that if he's the front runner, maybe what we're doing here is battling for a vice presidential slot.
I just think it's September of 2019, and there's still so much time before this decision is made. I would, if I were in the position that these candidates were in, I would want to get my message out there. I would want to appear strong. I would want to appear as though you could not push me around. And I would want to just continue to exist on this stage as close to the center of the stage as I possibly could while they shake out the excess, the Amy Klobuchars, the Andrew Yangs, the Cory Bookers, the Beto O'Rourkes. That's what I would try to do if I were those folks that you mentioned. But now, don't anybody mistake me for being a Joe Biden supporter here with all the defending I'm doing of Joe Biden, because his policies, especially the ones that he's decided that he supports now in this presidential election, which are a little bit away from what he said so far in the past. I mean, he has to answer for things he's supporting now that contradict the votes that he actually cast when he was in the Senate.
Thank
and
you.
Things that actually were taking place in the, when he was the vice president. But he came out swinging from the very top, and he points to his left and his right. He's surrounded by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And he said, listen, the American people want to hear how this magnificently, you know, universal health care plan is actually going to be paid for. Nobody's saying how it's going to be paid for, and it's going to be massively expensive, and we need to know how it's going to be paid for. The way he approached that sounded like he was being a Republican. Now, he explained his Medicare for All proposal, which is very expensive, and as he says, building on the Affordable Care Act that he and President Obama put together, and I don't think that's good for America either. But he was almost vicious in the way that he pushed and didn't let either of those candidates get away with not answering the question. And towards the end of the debate, he's like, "We still haven't had the answer to this." So
somebody needed to ask it.
Well, it was interesting to me that in the past we've seen him come up with these like far left progressive policies that aren't really the Joe Biden that we anticipated getting in this race. Last night he said some things that were decidedly moderate and Democrat, in my opinion, and I feel as though he had, like I said before, the best debate he's had so far, the best moment he's had so far, and my belief is that after last night's debate, he's going to solidify his lead even more.
Yeah, a little strategery on the part of Joe Biden. If for people who missed it, listen to cut 26.
The tax of 2% that the senator's talking about, that raises about $3 billion. Guess what? That leaves you about $28 billion short. The senator said before, it's going to cost you in your paycheck. There will be a deductible in your paycheck. You're going to, the middle class person, someone making 60 grand with three kids, they're going to end up paying $5,000 more. They're going to end up paying 4% more on their income tax. That's a reality. Now, it's not a bad idea if you like it. I don't like it.
You're right. I mean, he was to the middle, and you can't. That was very smart on his part, given who else was on the stage last night.
Well, I want to interject too, because the reason why I like that so much is because he's dismantling the far left progressive approach to health care that. And he's doing it for the Republicans. Right. He's doing that for Donald Trump. As everybody's watching right now and they're talking about and thinking that universal health care is that magical pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that the Democrats are going to slide down in 2020. And we're all just going to, you know, celebrate with our gold doubloons while we all have universal health care. Joe Biden's telling everybody, no, that's not a reality. It is a fantasy. And the Democrats are doing that to each other. So in that respect, I think it's fantastic. But the whole debate as a whole, every single problem that was discussed last night, there's a government plan for that. There's a government solution for that. The American people were not the solution for any of the problems that existed. If you're talking about health care, if you're talking about gun control, if you're talking about any type of foreign policy issues, if you're talking about the way we react with one another, they had an entire 10 minutes or so dedicated to white supremacy. And as you played there at the beginning, Cory Booker's, when he gets elected, like, okay, he is going to create an entire office in the White House dedicated to rooting out white supremacy. The thing that blows my mind, Beto O'Rourke said that, you know, this country wasn't founded on July 4th of 1776. He said it was founded in the year 1619 or something, whenever the first African-American was brought over here against his will to build this country and never be able to participate in the revenue, the fruits of his labor, like the rest of us will. How enormously arrogant is it for Beto O'Rourke to stand on that stage and say we have had endemic racism in our country since the 1600s? But if you elect him in 2020, he's going to stop it. I mean, is this the second coming? I mean, that's just the ego involved in that.
He's going to pay you to ease the pain, right? He's going to pay reparations. I'm sure is what he was getting at. It was the worst case of pandering that I've seen, and insulting to the fact that to suggest that this country wasn't built on the great ideal of opposing tyranny and not living under tyranny anymore. It was only founded so that we could bring slaves in and build our economy on their backs.
Yeah, and you know, the real insulting and pandering thing that I just thought over and over last night when I was watching that is, if you're a woman, if you're a minority, if you're a member of the Latino community, if you're a member of the African-American community, you only think with your skin color. You only think with your gender. And the Democrats are the only ones who understand that about you, that your thought process is as simple as one demographic that you check when you go to the doctor, that you couldn't have a thought on your own that you've put together in your own brain that exists outside of your gender, outside of your skin color. And the Democrats are there to remind you of that. They need that to be the case with you, because when you say that you're going to run on a platform of establishing an office in the White House to fight white supremacy, what is the repercussion for this country if you don't elect that person? If Cory Booker doesn't become president, no office is established in the White House to combat white supremacy, and then look at what will happen to our country. I mean, this is the type of thing that they put forward to us, and it's insulting to every single American of every color, of every race, of every gender.
They all used it, even Andrew Yang. The funny thing about it is, and I don't put any stock in the scientific nature of the Drudge Report poll that they put out last night, but they let people on Drudge vote on who won the debate. And I'm sure people just picked this guy just to counter Joe Biden, but everybody picked Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang was the runaway winner of last night's debate, probably because of his outrageous attempt to buy votes by giving away money. But he also used the fact that he is of Asian descent as part of his argument as to why he can fix healthcare. Go to cut 19.
Now, I am Asian, so I know a lot of doctors. And they tell me that they spend a lot of time on paperwork, avoiding being sued, and navigating the insurance bureaucracy.
I don't doubt there are a lot of Asian doctors, but because you're Asian, you know a lot of doctors? I mean,
I don't know that we get to talk that way. When I heard that, I was just like, I guess he just did that.
Yes, he did.
I guess that's okay. And you know, you start thinking about all the other people up there saying, because I'm fill in the blank here, I know a lot of fill in the blank here, and it gets dicey pretty quickly. I mean, it's ridiculous to think of that comment in the context of the political correct nature that has been created by the people who are on that stage. I mean, a lot of people across America can hear that and probably laugh and think it's funny and think it's a joke, especially if he intended it to be a joke, and which he very well likely could have. And if it's a joke, laugh at it and be fine with it. The reason why it's amusing to people like you and me is because we know we've had it beaten into our thick Republican skulls that we don't get to talk about anything when it comes to race. If you're a white individual, you are low on the social justice ladder of understanding where your victimizer versus victimhood status is. And then you hear other people say stuff like that, and you're sitting in your living room and you're looking around like, that's ridiculous. Can I laugh at that?
Thank you. Who
would see me? But the PC culture that the Democratic Party has created, he didn't follow that last night, and nobody really knew what to do with it.
And nobody called him out on it either, that's for sure. Hey, quickly, you may have covered this on your show yesterday. It happened after we went off the air. How about the fact that the U.S. attorney is moving forward with charges against Andrew McCabe based on the Inspector General report?
Yeah, that broke right in the middle of our show, so we didn't get too much into it. But there's been a steady drumbeat from people, especially at Judicial Watch, who we have on our show regularly. I'm sure you do too. That are saying, and the thing about Judicial Watch that kills me is they're so detail oriented and fact oriented that it's not as sensational as it is very important, and they bring those important details to you. But there's been this pending IG report that is going to give us some hardcore truth, and a lot of anticipation has existed. You've heard Sean Hannity on his television show. I mean, he's been saying it forever. It's very near. And this Andrew McCabe thing is a very interesting piece in that puzzle. And I'm really interested to see how CNN's going to cover it.
And he may take, since he's a contributor on there now, that at least they'll get
they'll
a tip.
The inside track.
They'll get an inside track when there's a perp walk. Perfect.
Maybe they knew that was going to happen.
That could be. Who knows? It could be. Annie, thank you so much. And we'll listen today at noon to 3 as always. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Take care of yourself. Annie Fry there, the Annie Fry Show. Check it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.